Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
To Dish Nation. I am ready for some juicy stories. What are we serving up today?
What superstar's daughter is on the cover of Playboy? I will say this, you better not hassle her.
Plus, what trend Orlando Bloom and Milo Ventimiglia rocking? We'll tell you all about it.
And later, Andrew Freund talks to John Stamos about his new show, Big Shot.
Porsche and Brad are out today, honey, but we got you covered. So what you got here, Craig?
All right, well, earlier this week, former Bachelor star Colton Underwood made the news when he came out that he was gay. Now, comedian Billy Eichner might have predicted this when he appeared with Colton on The Bachelor in 2019. Check this out.
I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that, I think, you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay Bachelor and we don't even know.
Wow.
The look on Colton's face when he goes, you should try that. Maybe you'd be the first gay Bachelor. He's like,
yeah.
Wow. Now, yeah. Colton's also coming out with a show on Netflix documenting his new life. Now, Olympic skier Gus Kenworthy, who's also an out gay man, will be Colton's gay guide. Now, Heidi, what do you think being a gay guide all involves?
In my community, we call them baby gays. So when you're a baby gay, you're just coming out to the community, and you'll get, and everybody does have a guide. You'll always have one. Sometimes you'll have a group.
Well, but what do they do for you?
But you get taken out. You get under the wing. We'll go out to a club. We won't leave your side. We'll sort of go, no, stay away. No, not that.
Oh.
Not that girl.
You guys think that Colton and Gus are low-key dating? They might be a thing, right?
They look good together. Yeah, I mean, right? It's even Steven there.
You never date a skier, though, because it's always downhill.
Hey. It's a race car driver. Just all
around.
Drops the mic.
But Heidi, if you said if you're a baby gay, you get a guy. But what if you're like an old gay?
You're still a baby gay. Like, Sherry, if you were going to come out and you're 50, you're new to the community. You're just a baby gay. Like, you're new. So we're going to take you in and take care of you. And yeah, because you're still brand new. You're brand new in that community. You're brand new.
So you'd have to breastfeed? Is that what you're saying?
Sherry, I would be your guy.
What does that pacifier look like?
I'd be breastfeeding on Heidi? What?
Hope you like buttermilk.
That went downhill quick.
All right. We all know David Hasselhoff is an international superstar. He's mega famous for his singing in Germany. Well, now the Baywatch star's daughter, Hailey Hasselhoff, is making waves as the latest cover model for Playboy in Germany. So Hailey shared it on her Instagram, and she said, I am deeply humbled and honored to be the first ever curve model on a European cover of Playboy. I hope to inspire women to lead a life of purpose in which your body does not define you. You know what, Hailey?
Yes.
So chewy. I know you're looking at this picture of Hailey. Are you glad to see a different type of reality being shown on a Playboy cover?
Yes. I love this cover. If you know me, you know my flavor. This is my flavorings right here. This is the body type I like.
I gotta tell you, she puts the ass in Hasselhoff, doesn't she?
Yes. Yes.
She's making me want to put the off in something else.
She's a beautiful girl. And you know what? Here's the thing.
You want to hassle yourself.
I'm going to hassle off right now.
Yeah, you don't hassle nothing, Frank. Leave your hands off your hassle off.
She looks good.
I'm going to tell you something. Curvy girls spend a lot of money. A lot. And we need to see more women that look like this on covers of magazines. So I'm so proud of Hailey. I think she will inspire a lot of women.
All right, speaking of female empowerment, our girl Sherry just shared a video from her pole fitness class. Wow, Sherry, take a look at this, y'all.
Nice legs, girl.
That's how Sherry's beginning to shape.
Well done.
Sherry, what's the difference between pole fitness and pole dancing, Sherry? Break it down.
You know what, Chewy? Pole fitness is you're just going because literally when you're on the pole, you use your abs, your arms, your thighs, okay, your shin muscles, wrist muscles. So I'm going for the fitness of it. Pole dancing, that's when you put on your 8-inch heels and it's very sexy. You know, you might want to get them dollar bills.
I can break it down, Chewy. Pole fitness you pay for. Pole dancing you get paid for.
There you go, Frank. You did it way better than me, baby.
Simple enough.
Is pole fitness because you can't climb the pole and you just got to stay on the ground? Because I didn't see you climb the pole. So is that the difference?
You know, Gary, you are on one today. I love you. But you know what, Gary? When I come to Atlanta, I'm going to show you that I can climb the pole. All right? I can climb
the
pole.
Gary is no stranger to the pole.
Absolutely. Don't get it twisted, Gary. I'll make you laugh, but I can climb that pole.
All right, honey.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that men rarely know what women want, and here's proof. Rob McElhenney, you know him. He was one of the stars in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
And he got ripped for a new show called Mystic Quest, and he's showing off his muscles in the latest issue of Men's Health, and he shared some surprising reactions to his new body. Rob said, "My wife really was displeased with the way I looked because she felt like I was trying too hard, and I was. The people who were most fascinated by my body when I was in great shape were dudes."
I call this the Chris Pratt effect, when a lot of these guys are like big and pudgy, and then they become fitness freaks and become A-list all of a sudden. Like, he got fit for a role. So do the women prefer more of a dad bod or something like a Chris Pratt or something like this? What do you guys prefer?
That, like, the one on the Men's Health, the one where he's all yoked up like the Terminator, that's too much for me. I don't want to feel all that hardness in bed. I need to feel some squishy.
You know, because most of the time it's the woman who makes the doctor's appointment for the guy, because guys just don't go to the doctor. And I realized how much my wife cares for me and my health, because I've pretty much let myself go, is that I haven't been to the doctor in 17 years. I realized that. I figured that out last night, that I haven't gone for a general checkup in 17 years.
You don't break the streak. Just keep doing what you're doing, Frank. You've lived this long not going. Next thing you know, you go to the doctor and they tell you something's
Frank,
wrong. Nothing's wrong with you right now.
I don't want you to come to my house, Frank, just so I can put my finger in your I want to give you an example.
Oh, I just want to help you.
Chewy, is that finger in the for only for Frank, or is that for all of us?
All right, y'all, honey, it's time for
What Fashion?
Yes, honey. So Rob's wife, honey, doesn't care about a six-pack, honey, but other women do. Now, like men with muscles, y'all, now that would explain this new trend, short shorts for men.
Ooh.
Heidi, who's wearing these shorts?
Orlando Bloom and Milo Ventimiglia. They've been showing off this trend, showing off their sexy legs, and Twitter's also celebrating the fashion. Writer Baloo Babalola even tweeted, "Can't wait to shamelessly objectify men with thick thighs this summer. You better be wearing short shorts. I just love a thickums."
Oh.
Now, Chewy, I have to say, I do follow you on Instagram, so I feel like this is a trend that's happening, but I kind of feel like you started this trend with this picture here.
Yes.
Thank you, Heidi. Orlando and Milo actually called me. We had a conference call about this, and they asked me if it was okay if they could wear some short shorts, and I told them, you know what? You guys go ahead. You guys go ahead, because we got to keep this trend going, all right? It's crazy because I'll post something profound and really uplifting on IG, and it gets maybe like 1,500 likes, but I show these hairy-ass legs off, and I get 3,000 likes.
Keep doing it, Chewy.
Were you on Santa Monica Boulevard with those?
How did you know that?
I know they bring
I like Chewy's thighs. He's got the best freaking thighs ever.
I like this look
with the leather jacket. That's like sexy and dangerous at the
same
time.
It's like
he's
in another season, summer or winter with that jacket. All right, y'all. Up next, honey, someone thinks they're dating Prince Harry, and it's not my cousin Megan, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like, honey, Joy Chavis, honey, the mother of Bow Wow and Future's children, y'all, is setting the record straight. Now, that she's setting it straight, y'all. She letting us know that she is not a damn gold digger, honey, so take a look.
I'm not a gold digger. If that's the case, I just date everybody that tries to talk to me with money. I don't. I've worked since I was 15. Like, I take care of my kids. I don't get any child support. Repeat that. I don't get any child support. I don't really ask for anything. I'm able to do everything on my own.
All right, girl. Yeah.
Okay.
But Sherry, honey, should women, honey, still said still get child support, honey, even if they don't need a child?
You know what? I think as a woman who pays child support to a couple men, the child support is not for the person. It is for the child. For me, even if Joy doesn't need it and she makes her own money, that money is for those children. So if you set it aside for the kids from when they get older, then you're still supposed to get child support because it has nothing to do with you. So yes, get the child support, put it in the bank for them when they get older.
Right.
It'll pay for the college. Yes. Absolutely.
But that's in situations where people are using it right, because not everybody always does what they're supposed to do with the money. You know what I mean?
How are you 100% going to know that that money is going to the child? You don't.
My thing is this. As long as you pay and get the money out of your pocket and got your mind and your heart clear, it doesn't matter what the woman do with the damn money.
Absolutely,
just pay,
Gary.
And do what you're supposed to do.
She's the future mother of Bow Wow's child and Future's child. I don't know how them two would get along if they ran into each other at her apartment.
It would be weird, right?
That'd be a little bit weird.
That would be a weird conversation.
Hey, Bow Wow Future. Future Bow Wow.
You want to make a song, bro?
Moving on. Looks like Prince Harry may have to see a judge, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Mm. What has he done? Okay, reportedly, an Indian lawyer was catfished, all right? She thought she was in a relationship with the prince, and now she's suing him for breaking a supposed promise to marry her. Now, if you don't sound even more confusing, listen to this. When she found out she was duped, she asked the police to arrest Prince Harry so they would be able to wed without any further delay.
She needs to be arrested for wasting the people's time. If you've never met this man in person, you've never been on the phone with this dude, why did you think that was the real Prince Harry?
Thank
he was totally
you.
Married to Meghan Markle.
You know, here's the thing. When women get catfished, like I watch this show, and I can't believe I watch the show, I just go, ladies, gentlemen, if they haven't come out to see you not one time,
right.
You haven't FaceTime, we got FaceTime, we got Zoom, and you haven't seen these people, like you're just talking to them on the phone in poetry, come on.
You know what, when it comes down to it, people are just lonely, y'all.
But also we'll sprinkle in, people are lonely and people are also stupid. Like I've watched episodes of Catfish where dudes have been on the phone with a whole dude the whole time.
And
had no idea that it was a dude. Like, you thought someone, like, just their voice was heavy like that? And then they show up and it'd be like, they see the hands, the Adam's apple and everything, and they're like, yo, they
can't goddamn look for the Adam's apple. Just put your hands between a leg, hell. You'll see right then.
Right.
With the catfish, they don't even meet the person to put their hand between their legs. That's what I'm saying.
But, Sherry, what happened if I could dream about you even if I can't hold you tonight? What happened to that?
Somehow the dream has to be made into a reality, Gary. You have got to see me. If you talking to me, Gary, you think I'm a dude, somehow you gotta have me pull up so you put your hand between my legs.
Anyway, well, I know, honey, our good friend Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked, honey, is cooking up something just as juicy, honey, on Fox Soul tonight. So what's going on, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox Soul, and we have Sydney Stafford and Tierra Kelly, two women who've accused actor Kalen Walker of sexual assault. They're on the show tonight talking about their experiences with the actor and whether or not Halle Berry bailed him out of jail. So make sure you tune in. Don't miss it tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
All right, thanks, Jason. And coming up next, Andrew Freund dishes with John Stamos and the cast of the new series Big Shot. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with John Stamos and the cast of Big Shot coming to Disney Plus.
John F. Kennedy said, "We do this not because it is easy, but because it is hard."
That was about the moon.
If you try your very best, you have the potential to be great.
I award an honor of you, John.
Thank you. I have underwear that has your name on it, too, so we're...
Oh, I appreciate this. I feel like you've been working with smart, formidable young women since the beginning of your career. And I want to know, how have they made you a better man, John Stamos?
Well, the idea of me being with all these women again, to throw me into a character like this, and to have Coach Korn release his, you know, preconceived ideas or assumptions of these girls and connect with them, I think that's breaking the stereotype, and I'm really proud of all that.
Do you think this show kind of gives a greater appreciation for women's sports? Because there's a whole, you know, obviously a dichotomy about the men's sports gets all the attention. So kind of talk to me about that in terms of this show.
There's empowerment built into this show. There's forgiveness and second chances and understanding who you are and owning your power. All of that is baked into what this show is. And I think we give the medicine with a little bit of honey and a smile, so it goes down easy. But it is something that people need to see, that these athletes, though they be women, are formidable. And just as formidable as the men.
I want to create a basketball game with some of your former co-stars. So it's going to be you, Josh Peck, and Bob Saget. Okay. Who do you think will be the best out of the three? Who's going to control the court? Let's break this down, John.
Well, Saget is tall, and he's not a great basketball player, but he could talk your ear off to the point of you could be like, I can't play because I can't hear Bob's, you know, complaining about something. Josh is a big teddy bear. I've never seen him play sports.
If you were going to have a celebrity life coach, who would that be and why?
Oh, John Stamos.
I always went towards, you know, father figures. Gary Marshall was a great life coach.
Celebrity life coach, I probably would go with Viola Davis. I feel like Viola Davis knows everything. She's a formidable human being. She's a kind human being. She's smart. And I think she could really get me through some things. I'm going with Viola Davis.
I think I'm going to go with Viola
Davis. Right?
Yeah. Okay, now Yvette, I know that you are familiar with a young woman who co-hosts with me on Dish Nation, Sherry Shepherd.
Yes.
Now, I want to know, because you and Sherry are friends, Sherry plays an administrator on Mr. Iglesias. You play an administrator on this show. Who do you think is the tougher one? Who's the tougher administrator?
Ooh, you know what? I got to go with me. Just because, one, I just want to promote my show. I love Mr. Iglesias, but I want to promote Big Shot. And also, I think that my character might be a little more rough in conversation. She's got a lot of love in her heart, but I think she might have a little bit more fire to her.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really loved the show. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for watching. I love your sweatshirt.
Thank you.
Yes. Take care. Tell everybody that's high.
Dish Nation.
All right, my friends, I've got a dish gone viral. So, winning the lottery is something that we all wish to do one day, but it probably won't happen unless you get a fake lottery ticket like this guy gave to his dad. Check this out.
$50,000, Jones.
You lying.
Daddy, that Jones, the $50,000, man.
$50,000, Jones.
You lying.
One, two, three. One, two, three, Jones.
Jones, that's what I'm doing. Listen, Jones, why you f***ing me, man?
How are you going to do that to Pops and almost give him a heart attack?
If you zoom in and you look closely, you could see this guy's whole future in his eyes.
Yes.
Like, you could see him on vacation. You could see him quitting his job. Now, yeah, Sherry, how would you react if somebody did this to you and you found out the ticket was fake?
I would have punched him in the face. I would have been so upset. I was doing a show called Trial and Error, and a friend altered a magazine article, and it said Sherry Shepherd is nominated for an Emmy. I went around the entire room screaming, I've been nominated for an Emmy. I called up all of my family. They was all rejoicing, saying, God is so good. God is answering your prayers. When they told me it was a joke.
Did you not know that was a lie from the start? I mean, you was nominated. Did you not know? You thought you actually was nominated for an Emmy?
The shade is so strong, Gary. I love you so much, Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.